Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Mom and Dad Feminize Me Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. She took me into the house and then out on the patio where she had set up a small buffet. Brett was there already, along with several kids I knew from school and some I did not know. As she introduced me around, only one person, Greg, gave me the kind of look I dreaded. His eyes locked on mine for an instant, then he smiled and shook my hand. Brett, of course, was last. He is a nice-looking guy, tall with dark hair, muscular, and shy as can be. I thought he might shuffle his feet when Beth introduced us. Brett took me to get a soft drink, and I saw Greg talking with Beth. I could only guess what that was about. As the party went on, someone started the music, and Brett asked me to dance, and I let him take my hand. As we swayed back and forth to the beat, he whispered my name, so I looked up at him, which is when his lips touched mine. He must have gotten over his shyness pretty quick. I said nothing as he twirled me around. Then the music stopped, and Beth came over. She took my hand, dragging me aside. Girl, you sure got Greg's attention. He wants to ask you out. Playing stupid, I asked, isn't he going with Kelly over there? Well, yes, but it's over. At least he says so and wants to call you. Tell him that I'm with Brett and the answer is no thanks. Does Brett know this? I gave her the look and she got the message. No, Brett doesn't know, but Greg doesn't have to know either. I saw her tell him, then his wave to me. I walked over to Brett and stood next to him. His hand found mine and we just stood there for a bit. Sorry if I was a bit forward, Leslie, but you're so beautiful that I couldn't help myself. That was the first time someone had told I was beautiful, and I did not mind at all. When he pulled me out into the yard, I followed him, not knowing what he was going to do. How stupid could I have been? He pulled me to him, held me tight, and kissed me again. I saw Beth watching us and felt myself blushing. When I left for home, Beth asked if she could stop by the next day, and I said, okay. As I lay in bed that night, I wondered what had happened to me. I was sure I wasn't gay. But for the first time, I noticed that Brett is handsome in a rugged sort of way, and when he kissed me, I tingled all over. What was that all about? I still looked like a girl. I know I fell asleep smiling. The next morning, Dad was at the table for breakfast, his first time home in about 4 days. I had on a tee and shorts without a bra. I know I had his undivided attention when my boobs moved around unrestrained. Beth is coming over later, maybe about noon. Can we assume that you'll be dressed by then? I am dressed, Dad. You know what I mean. Cover those up properly. I'm just letting them breathe right now, Daddy. I change before she gets here. I called him Daddy to see what he would do. His eyes narrowed, but he did not say anything. And as soon as breakfast was over, I went to my room to change. This time I borrowed a pair of Mom's shorts and wore the low-cut pink pullover top with my sneakers. The shorts were tight on me, which was just fine. They accented the wedge shape between my legs. I pulled the wig on, then pulled it back on the sides with barrettes. I did a minimum makeup job, then went back to help Mom clean up a little. You know how your father feels about women that show off their assets, so why did you do that? To let him know that I have them and that I like it. I like being a girl mom, but don't tell him that. He'll make me stop. She stopped and stared at me, then smiled. I thought that would happen, Leslie, and I was right. Remember, I told you that. She paused then. Those shorts are pretty tight on you, honey. We should get some that fit you better. These are fine, Mom. Dad came in for some more coffee, took one look at me, and shook his head. I couldn't let it pass. Dad. What? Sit down here, please. When we were both seated, I told him that I had discovered how to make myself look like a girl, which according to him was a fixed punishment for at least 6 months, and if I had to do it, I intended to do my best. I also told him that he could not hold me to a standard I was not raised with, and I was doing my best. Your best seems to be quite good, Leslie. Those breasts of yours look real, and by the way those shorts fit, you have found a way to hide things quite well. I'm doing the best I can, Daddy, so quit ragging me about it. That made his eyes narrow again, but he knew I was right. I had been raised a male, not a female, and might not understand the allure I could have on a man. At least that's what I wanted him to think. I knew perfectly well what I was doing. Your mother can answer those kind of questions, Leslie, and you're right. I did insist on this punishment, I just never expected that you would. Look this way? Yes, that's it. You look better than I expected. Good. I got up and went to the family room, leaving Mom and Dad to talk alone. I'm sure she was telling him that I had begun to adjust to being a girl, and it was going to take a little more time. A short time later, the doorbell rang and I answered the door, expecting to see Beth. But Brett stood there with that silly grin on his face instead. I let him, taking his hand, which is when he spun me around and kissed me. When I looked up, I saw my parents standing there. There wasn't any way they missed that kiss. Dad looked confused while Mom was smiling at us. I introduced Brett, then he asked Dad for permission to take me for a drive. With a nod of his head, he agreed. So I grabbed my purse and Brett and I left. He had picked a wonderful fall day. The sky was blue, the weather warm. As he drove away from the house, I wondered why I didn't mind this at all. He drove to the lakeside park, then up to the top of the mount. The view was spectacular. He pulled me to him and kissed me, gently at first, then with passion, and I found myself lost in a sea of confused emotions as I let him kiss me. He wanted more than I could or would give, yet I found myself in turmoil at the same time. Brett excited me as a woman, even when I wasn't sure of myself. His easy manner and gentle ways drew me to him while the entirety of my maleness flew away on the wind. I was Leslie, now the girl, and I could no longer deny that. I wanted to prove my growing femininity, not to him, but to myself. Yet I could not concede to his desires. I was stuck in a trap. Desire versus reality. He took me home after a few hours, and when I went in, my father was standing there waiting for me. What's going on here, Leslie? I don't understand why that young man was here or why you kissed him. You're a male, just like him. This is all your idea, Dad. You gave me the punishment. You insisted that I dress this way no matter what, and I have done everything you told me to do. Dress like a girl, you said. Fine. I'm dressing as a girl. You said it wouldn't matter. It does matter. You never considered that I might not want to stay home for an entire year, or that I might turn out looking pretty good as a girl. No, you simply gave me the punishment, which I accepted. But as soon as someone wants to make things easier for me to dress this way, even when another guy finds me attractive enough to ask out, you have a fit. Well, I'm not going to stay at home for a year and be the meek hide-in-the-closet person you thought. Brett likes me and I like him. He thinks I'm a girl, Dad. So just how long could we be friends before he kissed me? And even if he does kiss me, so what? I have almost 10 more months this way, so I've made sure that I can look enough like a girl to pull it off without any problems. Anything else? I didn't give him a chance, and stomped up to my room and slammed the door. As I sat on the bed looking in the mirror, I no longer saw myself. When Brett kissed me, I felt feminine and I liked it. 2 months. Was that all it takes to turn an average guy into a girl? Or did I feel this way all along and didn't know it? No sign of maleness in either place, yet I knew it was a lie. Only inside, it did not feel like a lie. I stayed in my room for about an hour, moping, I guess, when Mom came in and sat next to me. That was cruel, Leslie. Your father never expected you to accept this so easily. He thought I would look like a clown, didn't he? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, he did. Did he really think that I would spend an entire year looking like a clown? After he saw me, how could he not think that some guy would be attracted to me? From the first time he saw me, he said I was pretty. Now he says he can't understand what's happening. Hell, I don't understand it either, but I like the attention, Mom. I like it when Brett kisses me. I like the clothes and makeup, the perfume and long hair. I don't think I'm gay, but maybe I am. I don't know. All I know is I like everything about being a girl. And if this has only taken a few months to happen, what will happen after a year? Mom, I don't think I can simply give it up. And Dad has to understand that as far as everyone else is concerned, I'm a girl, and I intend to keep it that way. Leslie, while you were up here, he and I talked. I told him about the changes that have happened to you, the breast forms, and the way you hide yourself. I also told him that he was wrong. I told him that you like dressing as a girl, and the punishment he gave you has turned into an opportunity, which means that you can quit any time, but that you would not quit. And he had better get used to the idea that he now has a daughter, not a son. He hates the idea, Leslie, but he knows you and I were both right. Now it's up to me to see to it that you learn everything you need to know to be a woman. But in the meantime, I want you to go talk to him. You and he share many things, and you have to make him understand it's not his fault. I touched up my lipstick, added some perfume, then left my room to find Dad. He was in the family room. I walked in and just stood there waiting. When he looked up at me, I could no longer hold it in and ran to him, sat in his lap, and hugged him. No words were spoken, yet the message we both understood is that, as a girl, I am here to stay. Finally, he pushed me back a little. You know how I feel about women that flaunt themselves, Leslie. Just be more careful in the future. I kissed him on the cheek, hugged him again, and told him I loved him. Then I went to my room and changed. In the next few months, I dated Brett a number of times before it died a natural death. My hair had grown out quite a bit, so Mom and I both had appointments at the salon that Friday night. The stylist dyed my hair to match the wig, then cut and trimmed my hair in a short pageboy that really looked nice on me. Curly in the back, wavy on top with curls framing my ears. Mom said the perm would last about 3 months. I also had my nails done by a pro using acrylic nails. Dad and I found an easy relationship, and his views about me changed. He no longer let me do as I wanted. He always wanted to meet my friends now, especially if it was a boy that wanted to take me out. Protective is the word. Mom and I had been talking about it for a while, so I went to see our family doctor. After a physical, he gave me the prescription. Mom and I did not tell Dad. 2 days after I saw the doctor, I was rounding the corner of the building when I ran into Jim. Books flew in the air, I fell down, and he staggered back. When I looked up, he had his hand out to me, which I took as he helped me up. I'm not certain, but I'll swear that the air crackled around us as we looked at each other. As my eyes took him in, I felt a tingle all over. I know I smiled at him. He introduced himself, apologized for knocking me down, then asked me to join him for a coffee. How could I say no? I found out that he's a pre-med student. Jim is well over 6 foot tall, with dark hair and coal black eyes. We exchanged our histories, then he asked me if I would join him for dinner on Saturday. I gave him my address and number, then went to class. Jim and I dated for about a month before it happened. We were out after a show and dinner when he parked the car in a shady lane on campus. Yet the next moment we make love together. My conviction that I am a woman was now proven. By the time I was back home and in my room, I knew that I could never return to manhood. I wanted to please Jim that night, and I did it without a thought. As the end of the semester came closer, my hips and breasts grew even faster. I no longer needed to cream my body to have smooth skin. My hips are now 36 inch, my breasts a full B cup. Since I was essentially the same size as before, Dad never noticed the changes. At least he never gave any indication he saw them. Except for one small thing. I was now a female in heart and mind and almost body. Mom, of course, saw the signs, women always do. And when Dad was away, asked me about Jim and I. I told her I was in love with him, which is when she asked me if I had done something I should have waited to do. Lying is hard, but I said no anyway, hoping she would believe me. She did not. As the night progressed into morning, I lay snug in my bed, knowing that I had left behind all of the illusions I held. When I woke up in the morning, the first sight I saw was my bedroom the way it used to be. I heard Mom calling me and slipped out of bed, looking for my slippers and the red robe. Then I saw my reflection in the mirror. I was no longer a girl. I was my old self. I slipped on my jeans and a shirt and went down the stairs. My parents were waiting for me, standing side by side. That stunt you pulled was so stupid, I can't believe you did it, Leslie. The judge has allowed us to administer your punishment, and after some discussion, we have decided that since you wanted to see girls in their lingerie, or even in no cloth, that you should have the chance. Your mother will help you, but in the meantime, you are not allowed to leave the house. A dream. It had all been a dream. Without a word, I went to my room, stifling a smile, and started to prepare for my new life. You know, the one I just told you about. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next story. And show your support on Patreon.